Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about governments are admitting to false flags after the damage is done. I just shared with you, friends, our friend Vivi, I'm not going to try to say his name again because my Italian dialectic, friends, is just, it's out of tune a little bit today. He said, you had to attack civilians. He said you had to attack people. You had to attack women. You had to attack children. You had to attack innocent people. You had to attack unknown people far removed from any political game. That's right. So they have to use someone to do it for them, right? The reason was quite simple. They were supposed to force these people, the Italian public, to turn to the state to ask for greater security. Is this the methods in which we're seeing transpire today from our said government? Adolf Hitler said that terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. Hey, friends, let's go back to September 11th before I get into these quotes. It's interesting to note that no foreign government on earth could have dreamed of doing what took place in America. No foreign government could have did to the American people what their said representatives did to them through something called the Patriot Act. Terrorism, friends, was used, right? After September 11th, they didn't know who to attack. We heard General Wesley Clark tell us they didn't know who to attack. But man, they had all of the bad guys within one day. Isn't that amazing how that worked? And then we found out after September 11th, through the Patriot Act, which should rightly be called the Act of Tyranny, they created agencies to war against the American people. Wow, that sounds familiar. Oh, just hang on a second, friends. Terrorism, defined in Oxford's Old English Dictionary, the original definition is government by intimidation. Okay, not to what the revisionists would have you believe it to be. Okay, it's not us. If we're for the law, because we want to remain free, it's the bad guys trying to label us what they're guilty of. But again, that's what Joseph Goebbels said, the propaganda minister under that of Adolf Hitler. Accuse others of what they're guilty of. Put that up against Revelation 12:10 when you get a moment, please. 12:10. I got Opal calling in from Kentucky. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I'm confused at what we can do as citizens. I mean, we have seen this all played out, the mask mandate. You don't have to wear a mask. Now you have to wear a mask everywhere, or you can't get in, you can't go to school. We know the vaccine.
Okay, hang on a second. Let's take this in stride to Opal. Can you show me the law that tells you that you have to wear a mask?
Well, but no, see, that's just...
That's right, because there isn't one. There isn't one.
But my child can't go to school unless she's wearing a mask the whole time she's there, and that's not fair to her or me. I can't go shop at certain stores to get the things I need if I'm not wearing a mask. I can't enter the hospital, my doctor's office, a clinic without a mask on to get treatment.
Okay.
So, therefore, we're being mandated. I mean,
well, you're being corralled. There's no question about it, but you're asking me the question as to what do? You defy. You're a dissenter, right? What they're doing is illegal, Opal. It's not lawful. So, if you don't wear a mask, you're not the one breaking the law. They are. So if you walk into a store, the new policy in businesses today that have taken the money from the state, where the state stole the money from the taxpayers to extort the businesses, the new model for businesses is to now attack their own customer base. You want to know why that's happening? Because they refuse to throw off the tyrants at the state level. That's why.
Well, and that follows up my next question. We saw what happened at the Capitol when the good people went to peacefully protest to show in numbers that we're not in support of this false election. It was stolen from us. So now we're all deemed as domestic terrorists.
Okay.
The process just doesn't work anymore. We saw that there is no court of law in this land that upheld the fraud that was going on, that upheld our concerns.
Uh-huh.
Coming together in masses deems us all as terrorists because now we have looming.
And it worked, didn't it, Opal? It worked.
It sure does.
Yeah, yeah. And just think about that. What happened to these colors don't run? What happened to the bravery? You know, what happened to honor and valor and courage? That's a thing of the past now. Was it okay for our veterans to fight, bleed, and in many cases die in sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today? Now it's our turn, and now we're just going to go ahead and tuck tail and run and capitulate when we should stand up and fight?
Exactly. I feel bad, but I'm hearing from you. I'm hearing from other commentators. Michael Lindell just came out with the big reveal yesterday, and he's saying the same thing.
Now and they're censoring him like crazy, too, by the way, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, here, I want to give you a word of encouragement, okay? I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with it, but I understand it, okay? Here's the bottom line. The people have provision in the U.S. Constitution, okay, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, in dealing with their said representatives. You just got done saying the system doesn't work anymore. Well, the people have to fix the system then, okay? And the fact of the matter is our forefathers taught us exactly what we're supposed to do. Okay, again, I'm for Reformation. But these people, in many cases, and I'm talking about the bad guys, not the good guys, are pushing for domestic war. There's no question about it. Okay? We're not called to overthrow the Constitution, but the people have to take responsibility and overthrow the men that are perverting the Constitution. That's our obligation. That's our duty before God and man. And especially for your kids' sake, Opal. Because if you don't do it, who's going to do it for?
Oh, I feel exactly that way. I really do. But it's just corralling enough people who feel the same way. When I talk to my husband, my children who are older, they're all of a different, you know, I'm a fanatical. I'm a terrorist. I'm a domestic terrorist for even thinking that way in their eyes. And I know the Bible clearly says that, you know, that family will turn against family, neighbor against neighbor. We're right there. And I do study the Bible every day. I'm on my knees studying the Bible and praying. Unfortunately, they don't, but there's a big separation there. But I just wonder if there's enough who truly believe that way.
I can tell you this, ma'am. I just got back from Tennessee preaching at PAC churches. I just got back from Michigan preaching at PAC churches. And I'm telling you that the American people are sick and tired of what's going on here. This is why you're listening to people like Biden. This is why you're listening to people like Gretchen Whitmer, who are calling the American law abiders domestic terrorists, because they're scared to death that the American people are going to awaken as to what's taking place here. And I think more than anything, and I know this to be a fact, let their cruelty swell our ranks, friends, because they are in fact. They are in fact. I want to give you a little history. Thank you for the call, Opal from Kentucky. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their tradition and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve, they were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Well, I'm raising my hand. I'm asking the question, where are those fearless men, those that fear the face of God and not the face of man? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I love practicing those big radio voices. Hey, 1-866-582-9933. Let me give you another little bit of a download here. George Soros stated, we're talking, friends, by the way, if you just joined us, governments are admitting to false flags after the damage is done. George Soros, you know, the guy that was given permission under the last administration to establish over 202 subversive organizations within the United States of America to basically tear it down, to take it down, to dismantle it. It's interesting that he was the one that was responsible for stating that the main obstacle to a stable and just world order is the United States. So you're the last beacon of hope for the rest of the world, friends. That's why you're called the light of the world, by the way. Okay? Because we follow the light of men. His name is Jesus Christ, John 1. Paul Warburg said, we will have a world government whether you like it or not. The only question is whether that government will be achieved by conquest or consent. Now, friends, I know that there's a lot of ignorant people out there. I know desensitized, fearful capitulators. I get it. Psalm 78, verse 9. I totally get it. I understand who you are. I don't understand that heart because I've never had that heart, just for the record. But, folks, they can talk all big and bad all that they want to. The scripture's clear when it tells us, take heed that you stand lest you fall. Because Satan himself has been speaking the same way through ungodly men throughout time. That we're saying we're going to have government conquest. Remember Satan in Isaiah 14? He said he wanted to ascend above the throne of God, and the Lord took him down, didn't he? Yeah, and he'll always take them down because no one's going to take his place. I want to say this for those that believe that there's the globalists have control. I'm here to tell you, no, they don't. They've got control of what you're allowing them to control. Okay, there's a reason my Father in heaven, right next to him is Jesus Christ, the captain of my salvation, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Okay, my Father's called the Almighty for a reason. Okay? Either we're going to get into the Word of God and live in the Spirit, or we're going to fall and we're going to succumb to the ways of man concerning the flesh. And we're going to reap the curse, Jeremiah 17:5. I want to tell you why this is happening, okay? Leviticus 26:16 says this. I can give you the negative first and then give you the positive, but the negative is still an exhortation to bring you to the positive, okay? Remember, all Scripture is given by God, by the inspiration of God, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. I'll give you this one first. Leviticus 26, verse 16. It says, "And if you shall despise my statutes," if you don't obey me, or if your soul abhor my judgments, you know, you've been taught for 60 years, thou shalt not judge. No, the Lord said, if your soul abhor my judgments to keep and to do them, so that you will not do all of my commandments, not suggestions, that you break my covenant. This is what the Lord said, the first curse. Leviticus 26, verse 16. I will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. I will cause those that hate you to rule over you, is what Scripture says. Now, here's the positive. It's real simple. It's not difficult, okay? He that saith, I know him, and keepeth his commandments, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will make my abode with him, okay? Him and the Father will. John 14:21. Now, if you don't want to keep his commandments, the Bible says that he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him, 1 John 2:4. Okay, so there's the distinction right there between that which is right and that which is wrong, the sheep and the goats, because Scripture's clear when it tells us in 1 John 2:6, he that saith that he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Okay, who fulfilled the law by grace. Romans 3:31. Here it is. Deuteronomy 8:11. Here's your answer. Beware that you forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Okay? If you don't want to do that, love God enough to actually obey him and keeping his commandments and his statutes and his judgments to keep and to do them, this is what happens to a nation. Okay? What is it that guards your liberty? Put it up against Isaiah 51 verse 4. Judgment. And the Lord said he would set judgment as a light to the nations. If you don't want to enforce the law and keep the Lord's commandments to bring about judgment, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate, this is what's going to happen. You can also read Amos 5:15 when you get a moment. Okay? What I'm going to do is let me see this here. Live radio. I have 42 instances, and I am going to get to every single one of them before the end of the show. I've got a lot of phone calls today, and I'm going to take Brenda from that of New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Brenda from New York? Do we have Brenda from New York? Okay, I see Steve just fell off. Guys, I got to stick to the content here, okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. For some reason, there was some sort of a disconnect that just went down. That could be our bad. Do forgive me. And we will pull you right back up here. I'll try it again. Do we got Brenda?
Yes, there she is.
Thank you for holding on. I did not mean to do that. Got content to cover. So thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, I say that, as you said, based on God's word, we need to take back our country. But I come from New York, which is a Democratic state, and Governor Cuomo and de Blasio have destroyed our state totally, like the rest of the Democratic states. But you see, what I'm finding out living in New York and the issues that we're running about is that people speak, right? And it's not that we don't want to stand up. We don't know what direction to go in. And there's nobody really leading us and guiding us besides God. But what's most difficult, I find also, is that people speak of making changes and standing up, but there's no one to guide us to say, get this person out of office, get this person out of office. We need guidance, because with guidance, then we have strength, right? Because everybody has, as New Yorkers, we all want to do what's right.
Okay.
A lot of my friends went to Washington.
Okay, cool, that's cool. First of all, Democratic Party, Republican Party, just for the record, can you show me that in the Constitution?
Got got it. I understand.
Okay, Article 4, Section 4, we're ruled by the law, not by our favorite unconstitutional parties. It's always important that people understand the foundations. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy, the way that every president has told us that we are. Okay, that's used to undermine and to dummy down the people. I got another question. Okay, I got another question for you, and I'm not demeaning you in any sense of the word, but I do want to ask you the question. Do you stay at hotels?
So
I'm at a hotel. I've literally stayed in literally thousands of hotels across the United States of America. And I think out of the thousands of times that I stayed in a hotel room, my little boy, what he'll do is he'll walk into the hotel room, Brenda, and the first thing he'll do is say, "Dad, here's the Bible. Dad, here's the Bible. Dad, here's the Bible." See, the problem that we're having in this country is there's so many Bibles in this country that have enough dust on them that we can write the words damnation on top of them. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, we are going to be led by the Spirit of God if we're seeking the bread of life, if we're seeking Jesus Christ. He promises to do so, Romans 8:14. So it's not that we're not led. And you've got guys like, well, myself and others that are pointing their fingers back to the founding documents to say, our forefathers told us through the Declaration of Independence and through the founding documents as to how we are to lead as we follow the Christ. And we have everything that we need. When we read the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off a tyrant who would not be ruled by God. That's why they came up with the slogan, resistance to tyranny or tyrants is obedience to God. Okay, so we have everything. We got the Bill of Rights. We have the Declaration of Independence. We have the U.S. Constitution. You can read all of them, Brenda. It takes you about an hour or two to read through all of them. And if we're really, truly looking to be led in righting the wrongs, then we're going to do what the Lord has bestowed upon us and take heed to what he has bestowed upon us through our forefathers.
Follow him.
Because, you know, it was actually the president, Woodrow Wilson, who said, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. And what's been going on in public schools, Brenda, is the kids have been illegally indoctrinated in this country by the federal government for the last 6 and 7 and 8 decades. Longer than that, but it got real severe back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Yep. Totally.
So I hope that helps.
No, it does, totally. I mean, my family's here. I did research. My family's in this country over 200 years.
Amen.
So I get it. It goes back to the 1700s. My family comes here. So I totally get it. And every one of my family fought in all the wars, Vietnam, World War One, World War Two.
Same here. Yep.
And there's a lot of trauma. But you know what? You're right. The answer is to follow Jesus, and Jesus will lead the way.
Oh, yeah. And also keep in mind, if I can say this, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ did. And the fact of the matter is we're being taught by the modern-day church to basically cowtail to the state when, in fact, the state cowtails to God. And not the other way around. And the church needs to stand up right now. But listen, we don't have a better opportunity than right now. Folks, the church always shines the brightest when it's darkest, right? Okay, so now's our opportunity. And the Bible's clear when it says, limit not the Holy One of Israel. It's our opportunity right now to prove the God of our forefathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So let's get rid of our excuses and start taking on the answers that have been given. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is predicting more suffering and death if his nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief plan isn't approved.
The way I see it, the biggest risk is not going too big if we go too small.
Earlier this week, a group of Senate Republicans visited the White House to pitch their own relief plan, which was much smaller. The president said he won't budge on the size and scope of the package. He pointed to a January jobs report as a reason why the country needs more money. Since some of the people that stormed the Capitol last month were active duty military members, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has issued a directive designed to address political and ideological extremism. Commanding officers will meet sometime in the next 2 months to discuss the issue. This is USA Radio News. The military is deploying hundreds of troops to help at COVID-19 vaccination sites. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We are going to provide as much capability and capacity as the Defense Department can afford to do to help with this national priority.
Health experts say coronavirus cases have dropped significantly in the nation's nursing homes and care facilities. They think the start of vaccinations, more regulations in health prevention, and the end of a post-holiday surge all helped flatten the curve. The Supreme Court has ordered California to allow indoor church services despite restrictions of such services in counties with widespread COVID-19. At issue was California's blueprint for a safer economy, which ordered indoor worship services discontinued in counties with the widespread purple Tier 1. The state had permitted outdoor church services to continue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay, so, again, just shooting, doing live radio here, friends. You just heard about how the Supreme Court stood up and said to basically get your hands off the church. Well, they don't have authority to play the arbiter neither here nor there. I mean, in the sense of enforcing the law, because that's the purpose of government, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, this is a great little lesson for Brenda, my friend in New York. So we listen to the mainstream media and their propaganda, and they're talking about how the Supreme Court, you know, they're playing the good guys right now, and they're telling the state of California and that little communist, Gavin Newsom, who's almost recalled, by the way, you go, California. It's interesting to note that they're telling the people there that, listen, you guys can meet for church, you guys can sing. You can go ahead and gather together, but they put a cap in there. See, they got their foot in the door. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Two steps forward, one step back. They're playing off each other, friends. Pay attention to what these guys are doing. They're all actors, okay? They're all clowns in the circus of politics working against the American people, attempting to strip down our God-given rights to recreate a global order. So they come in and they say, well, you know what, we will tell them that they can, we'll tell the governor throughout the nation, you better leave those guys alone. But what we're going to do is we're going to come behind that, and we're actually working with the governor, and what we're going to say is, but there's a cap of 25 people. Okay? They don't, hey, listen, government doesn't have a right to do the wrong thing, friends. Listen, neither do we. Government does not have a right to do the wrong thing. Listen, the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, Congress, that's the voice of the people, our representatives, okay? Congress shall make no law representing or respecting, forgive me, respecting an establishment of religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, etc. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Did you hear that? So why are they weighing in on this issue? Because they want to show you that they have wielded control. What did the useful idiot say before he introduced the story? The highest court in the land, which is true, that's constitutional, friends. But the fact of the matter is they sit during good behavior, not bad behavior. Article 3, Section 1. Okay? Why are they weighing in? They don't have any authority there. The Bill of Rights, Americans, are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Just wanted to make clear everybody understood. Now, I'm going to get to this list here. And we're talking about governments are admitting to false flags after the damage is done. Learn from history and tell me if you can't see it in the present. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Here's number one. Japanese troops set off a small explosion on a train in 1931. They falsely blamed it on China in order to justify an invasion of the Manchuria. This is known as the Mukden Incident or the Manchurian Incident. The Tokyo International Military Tribunal found several of the participators in the plan, including Hashimoto, a high-ranking Japanese army officer, have on various occasions admitted their part in the plot and have stated that the object of the incident was to afford an excuse for the occupation of Manchuria by the Kwantung Army. Hey, folks, truth is always the first casualty for every given war. And by the way, there is the Lord's wars. And righting the wrong is always the Lord's wars. Okay? What you see out there are bankers' wars. Military-industrial complex wars. Those that, hey, folks, here, let me just stop right there. If you want to stop war, the politicians that are creating the war on behest and behalf, the behalf of the bankers, if you want the war to stop, then send them first. You want a war to stop? Send those that are creating the wars themselves. They'll stop right there. Listen to me again. You want to end war, America? Send the politicians that are creating the war. Our forefathers, if it was a righteous war, they were the ones to lead the way. They didn't send your kids. No, they without an example, they went first. Now today, you're allowing corrupt politicians to use your kids for unconstitutional wars. Send them. And I want you to keep in mind what that pedophile Henry Kissinger said, who sits next to, well, the last administration. I'm sure he'll be here for the next administration, too. He's a war criminal. He's a guy that said our military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used for foreign policy. He said it. I don't need to add to that or take away from that. How do you feel about that, friends? Well, go to Arlington Cemetery. And I'll tell you what, those feelings will come really quick and it will end in a righteous indignation towards the likes of these criminals that are creating these wars, because I'm tired of them. Talking about false flags, how they admit it after the fact. Do you remember the Tonkin Bay incident where the American military, namely that war criminal Johnson, who reversed the orders the day after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, where they made $2 trillion off the Vietnam War? We all know this, right? You know how they cast into the minds of the American people to justify the Vietnam War? They accused the Vietnamese of what we found out after the war that we were guilty of. This is common knowledge. They had to incite the people to war, so they blamed the Vietnamese for attacking us. There's a lot of this history, too, by the way. If you ever go to the USS Arizona in Hawaii, I've been there a couple times, and I'll tell you what, that is a sobering moment. But before you get on the boat to go out to the USS Arizona to watch the oil come up, they call it the tears of the soldiers that died under the water. Oh, my gosh. Before you get on the boat to go out there to see the USS Arizona under the water, they'll play a video of the comparisons, they used to anyways, the comparisons of September 11th and December 7th of 1941. Lot of information that most of us don't have concerning what took place there. They took our airplanes, they stripped them of their ammunition, they lined them up on the airstrips that they might be an easy target. Notice our boats were all lined up. Folks, there's a lot of similarities between December 7th, 1941, and September 11th, 2001. A lot of similarities. Okay? Number two, a major with Nazi SS admitted at the Nuremberg trials that under orders from the chief of the Gestapo, he and some other Nazi operatives faked attacks on their own people and resources which they blamed on the Poles to justify the invasion of Poland. Exactly. Exactly. We're talking about governments admitting to false flags after the damage is done. Why do we wait for the destruction to take place first? Isn't prevention better than cure? You know what President Harry Truman said as they kicked off the proceedings of the Nuremberg trials back in May of 1945? You know what the first thing he said was? He said, the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken. It's the first thing he said. That's exactly right for every war. The first one that's ignored is the Lord. And secondly, the men that hold to the Lord's word. Let's go to number three, Nazi general Franz Hodler also testified at the Nuremberg trials that Nazi leader Hermann Göring admitted to setting fire to the German parliament building in 1933 and then falsely blaming the communists for their arson. What did they do? Well, that's all they had to do is turn and tell 80 million people in their country that their political opposition is responsible for it, therefore inciting them to go to war on the behalf of the SS. And it's exactly what their people did. Number four, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev admitted in writing that the Soviet Union's Red Army shelled the Russian village of Mainla in 1939 while blaming the attack on Finland as a basis for launching the winter war against Finland. Russian President Boris Yeltsin agreed that Russia had been the aggressor in the Winter War. Of course! Now, not in every given scenario, but friends, here we have it. We have government representatives on a global scale, telling you the truth of many of these wars. And we have to come to the realization, friends, again, if they want a war, then guess what? Let's send them first. We got Steve calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Steve?
Well, one of the things I find interesting is then after they do the false flag, they also get us to attack ourselves.
That's right. That's right.
Situation at the Capitol. First thing, all kinds of Republicans and right-wing radio start going, if that is true, and then they would go into condemning it and how wrong it would be and all this. And most of the people don't understand that all anybody's then heard is the left condemning us because they say we did it for sure, and then the right condemning us in just in case it could be true.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like earlier that caller before my phone died was complain. I see this all the time. People complain, if I don't do this, if I don't put my mask on, I can't do that.
Yep.
And the thing is they're always complaining that somebody's giving them orders they don't want to obey.
then don't obey them. Steve, I'm going to hold you over. Just hang on a second with me, okay? Folks, we got a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, do consider supporting us. Go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to membership. Become a son or daughter of Liberty today. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
He's got to be, they're obeying somebody, aren't they? Folks, talking about admitting false flags after the fact. You know, we got Steve from Minnesota calling in right now. And Steve, I wanted to say it's kind of like this. It's like, you know, at the very offset of this whole pandemic, they kept talking about the virus, but they didn't want anybody speaking out against the virus because the unqualified were the ones that were setting the narratives in the face of the qualified. So they censored them. Well, the next stage to that whole pandemic was to drive them to, of course, their end aim was, the pill in the jam was vaccinations. And now when it gets to vaccinations, they don't want people knowing about all the people that are dying from them. But it's interesting what they're now doing, taking it a step further and proving your point concerning what you said during the last segment. Now they're saying Bill Gates is the one that wants to depopulate the planet from 9 billion to 6 billion. Now he's calling anti-vaxxers those that are responsible for killing children. So what you just got done saying is exactly what they're doing. They're pitting the people against each other, and the people in this country, especially in this country, should know better, Steve.
Well, and that's the frustrating part of it. I'll have multiple discussions with people trying to explain to them. You know, you sit there and say, look at all the things that are untrue. You know, Fauci, you got to not believe Fauci to believe Fauci, because he contradicted himself, and he's the one that says that what he said wasn't true. And, you know, I had a guy, I was explaining to him, you know, there's so many suicides going on and so many kids committing suicide. I wrote an article about that, and it just breaks my heart every time I got to go and deal with the kids that don't want to live. And the thing is they, you tell the people that, and all you get from them is no matter how many solutions you give them, they can find failure in almost anything. And it's like, well, don't obey those people. You know, you aren't going to get a criminal to arrest himself. If a criminal shows up and is gonna rob your house, it's your fault for letting them do it.
That's
if
right.
You got the means to stop them. It's your fault.
That's right.
Well, don't complain that this guy's giving you an order that you don't want to obey.
I mean, Steve, let me interject. Luke 11:21 and 22. You have 393.3 million guns in the hands of 330 million people that are afraid, and they're asking, "What are we supposed to do?" Now, I'm not saying, again, I'm talking about reformation, but the fact of the matter is, there's a reason the forefathers armed us, and what was their example that was given unto us? Now people are just cowtailing, and they're just capitulating to whatever Billy says or whatever Fauci says or the WHO or the CDC or the politicians they don't trust or the media that they don't believe. It's embarrassing. I would be ashamed of myself, to say the least.
Well, and it's like those guys that you were talking about there or on the comment section the other day when they were saying gun seizures are going to happen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
My question for them is, what did you buy them for? Just to give them something to take from you?
No, that's for hunting. That's.
They say they bought them to protect themselves, and then they sit there and say they're going to hand over their defense and not protect themselves and let anybody do anything to them that they want to do.
Yeah, because
it's
now
pathetic there.
It is. There's no question about it. And here's the fact. What do they do when they're asked? Well, what do you have a gun for? Oh, because I like to hunt. Well, that's not what your forefathers get. Why do we hide behind that? You know all the well as to why we are an armed people. Our government, our forefathers established the Second Amendment in case our government goes bad. That was the reason. Then hunting comes into play if need be, right? So we need to put it into perspective here. I'll give you the last word, Steve. I got to finish this up.
I'm glad you brought that up because it reminds me, remember when our forefathers used to scold the people that weren't brave? I don't have the exact quote on the top of my head. I think it was Patrick Henry that said that, "Be gone and I wish we had never knew you. You know, let your chain."
Yeah, right.
I don't remember if it's Adam.
Yep.
But they used to get on the people, so they had to deal with them back then, too.
Yeah. Give me death or give me liberty. That was the speech. That's exactly right. He actually gave that, I believe, in Williamsburg, Virginia. Thank you for the phone call, Steve. I totally appreciate it. I want to kick off a couple more here for you, talking about governments are admitting to false flags after the damage is done. Oh, my goodness. Got much to cover, don't I? The Russian parliament, listen carefully. Current Russian President Putin and former Soviet leader Gorbachev all admitted that Soviet leader Joseph Stalin ordered his secret police to execute 22,000 Polish army officers and civilians in 1940, and then he blamed it on the Nazis. He was a sick... He killed his own wife, folks. He was a sick devil. And I want to say this to all the people that were in Russia, you obeyed the wrong person. You were doing it to yourself. You're adding strength to your oppressors. Oh, my goodness, you can't make that up. The British government admits that between 1946 and 1948, it bombed five ships carrying Jews attempting to flee the Holocaust to seek safety in Palestine. They set up a fake group called Defenders of Arab Palestine and then had the pseudo group falsely claim responsibility for the bombings. This is called setting up your opposition. Americans, if you learn this lesson, you will understand what's going on here. Okay? Those that are creating war are guilty of the crime. Okay? The CIA admits that it hired Iranians in the 1950s to pose as communists and stage bombings in Iran in order to turn the country against its democratically elected prime minister. The CIA's got a long history, folks. Hey, remember what Truman said of the CIA? He said, had I known that the CIA was the modern version of the Gestapo, the American version of the Gestapo, back in 47, he said, I would have had nothing to do with it. Number nine, the Turkish prime minister admitted that the Turkish government carried out the 1955 bombings on a Turkish consulate in Greece, also damaging the nearby birthplace of the founder of modern Turkey, and blamed it on Greece for the purpose of inciting and justifying anti-Greek violence. Put this up against 1919 in the book of Deuteronomy. Friends, if they commit the crime, you're to do to them what they meant to do to you. These people that are responsible for this, they need to be publicly hung with all cameras on them, broadcasting throughout the globe. That's what needs to happen. Okay? Let's turn this thing in righteousness, friends, for righteousness' sake, on the behalf of our children. Number 11, the former Italian prime minister and Italian judge and the former head of Italian counterintelligence admitted that NATO, with the help of the Pentagon and CIA, carried out terror bombings in Italy and other European countries in the 1950s and blamed the communists in order to rally the people's support for their governments in Europe in the fight against communism. As one of the participants in the formerly secret program stated, you had to attack civilians, people, women, children, innocent people, unknown people, far removed from any political game. The reason was quite simple. They were supposed to force these people, the Italian public, to turn to the state to ask for greater security. Who's creating all this domestic insurrection, Americans? Come on. Who's funding all of these organizations, friends, these subversive organizations? How come George Soros, he's always the front man as being the bad guy for all these subversive organizations? How come no president has prosecuted for his crimes against nature? Why? Because he's a part of what they're doing. Remember, the obstacle to the global order is America? Come on, folks. And don't sit there and tell me about how I'm anti-American. Oh, I'm totally pro-American, but I'm first pro-God, okay? And I'm pro-American every step of the way. If you want to honor American government, then you deal with the corrupt. You don't submit to them, okay? In 1960, American Senator George Smathers suggested that the U.S. launch a false attack made on Guantanamo Bay, which would give us the excuse of actually fomenting a fight, which would then give us the excuse to go in and overthrow Castro. All remember that? Yep. You got some serious devils, friends, that you're allowing to steer this nation into war. And it's not like it hasn't been going on for a long time, because it has, okay? As admitted by the U.S. government, recently declassified documents show that in 1962, the American Joint Chiefs of Staff signed off on a plan to blow up American planes using an elaborate plan involving the switching of airplanes. This is in 1962. It's called Operation Northwood, right? And also to commit terrorist acts on American soil and then blame it on the Cubans in order to justify an invasion of Cuba. This was in 1962. Kennedy said no. I hope you're paying attention. This is history, friends. In 1963, the U.S. Department of Defense wrote a paper promoting attacks on nations within the Organization of American States, such as Trinidad, Tobago, or Jamaica, and then falsely blaming them on their political opposition. It's exactly what's happening to you right now. To all you that call yourself the right, it's time to right the wrongs, okay? And not tomorrow, but today. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.